That's one to celebrate.
That's amazing. Mom was letting live this long.
Yes.
To be honest with you.
Thank you, Commissioner Hunter. Commissioner Foskey, what do you have to share with us today?
Well, this afternoon, I would like to share some remarks and not so much as an announcement. Good afternoon. Last Wednesday, I held my first community engagement discussion where the topic was the 287G. The purpose of the discussion was to create an open space for dialogue between Gwinnett County residents and panelists, which focused on the benefits and impacts of the 287G program. For those of you who don't know, 287G is a federal immigration program the Gwinnett County Sheriff Department has participated in for the last 10 years. Yet, no one brought these two opposing sides together to discuss facets of this program into now. Now, I do not usually quote President Trump, but on Monday, the president stated, "In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy. These sinister ideologies must be defeated. Hate has no place in America. Hatred warps the mind, it ravages the heart, and it devours the soul." Well, I want to change one of President Trump's statements to say, hate has no place anywhere. Hate definitely do not belong in Gwinnett County. For whatever reason, still unbeknownst to me, Sheriff Butch Conway invited a man from Cobb County to participate as a panelist in our local discussion, our Gwinnett County issue. I will mention this man's name probably two times only, and then I'm going to refer to him as the man from Cobb County. The Southern Poverty Law states, the Dustin Inman Society is a Georgia-based anti-immigrant hate group founded and led by activist D.A. King. They list this group as an anti-immigrant hate group because it criticizes unfairly, it belittles immigrants, and it supports efforts to make the lives of immigrants so hard that they leave on their own, which is a tactic known as attrition through enforcement. The Southern Poverty Law Center also state that this man from Cobb County was comfortably working with and accepting money from some of the most hardcore elements of anti-immigrant movement, including white nationalists. I rebuke, denounce, deplore, and condemn the participation of Donald A. King, better known as D.A. King of Cobb County, from being a panelist at my Gwinnett County Community Engagement Discussion that was held on last Wednesday, July 31st. This individual, as noted by an Anti-Defamation League director, has ties to extreme elements of the anti-immigrant movement, spewing hatred and intimidating advocacy groups. This man from Cobb County, he should have never been invited by Sheriff Butch Conway to participate in our local Gwinnett discussion, especially representing our Gwinnett County Sheriff Department. This man from Cobb County, he didn't bring value to the discussion. Instead, he was more of a distraction. This man from Cobb County does not represent our Gwinnett standards nor the Gwinnett County Sheriff Department, and he sure doesn't speak on behalf of me or any of our residents. We do not want this type of hatred and distraction in our ever-growing, prosperous, and vibrant county. We include and embrace all individuals, but not for their hateful opinions. To Sheriff Butch Conway, I'm very disappointed in your choice for the panelists and how you move forward with allowing this man from Cobb County to participate, even after I offered you two replacement options. This was disheartening. All the negativity, the petitions, the angry comments, whatever's going on right now throughout Gwinnett, it didn't have to happen if you chose differently. Therefore, it is my opinion that Sheriff Conway and the Sheriff's Public Information Officer were wrong for allowing this man from Cobb County, someone known for spewing hatred and bigotry and racism, to represent our Gwinnett County Sheriff Department in a public forum. Never again should this happen in Gwinnett County. Never again. Now, I know there are wonderful men and women employed with our Sheriff's Department. In fact, I've met many of them. You see, Gwinnett County is a great place to live, to work, and to play, and to learn. We have award-winning parks and recreation, schools and libraries. We have excellence in water production and wastewater treatment, and we maintain a competitive, viable, and sustainable economy built with strong partnerships. These are some of the Gwinnett attributes we want to be known from. And I got it in a magazine just today by the Gwinnett Chamber. Here's some other numbers. 95% of animals are saved at the Gwinnett County Animal Shelter. That's what we want to be known for. 3,904,000 meals are served to seniors by our Health and Human Services Division. That's what we want to be known for. 2.78 million people have visited our Gwinnett County Public Library branches. And then 733,000 number of police calls dispatched to the E911 Center. So lastly, as a leader in Gwinnett, I will continue to strive to create peaceful and respectful open spaces in our communities so that there's times and opportunities to increase dialogue among Gwinnett County residents. It does matter that all of our voices are heard, which was the whole premise of the community engagement discussion. Thank you.